Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
A story today in the paper about a Guatemalan family. They arrived here 17 years ago. They were sentenced yesterday to time served. It's based on a conviction on federal visa fraud charges, but now there may even be more trouble.
Yeah, and this case begins back in 2015 when the three people, a mother and two children who are since grown. They came here 17 years ago. The children are now in their early 30s, were sentenced to just time served. The federal judge in the case noted that they've lived otherwise law-abiding lives in Schenectady for 17 years and said the law without compassion isn't just. He said it when he was imposing that time served sentence. Mario and Jennifer Cardenas and their mother, Susanna Moscoso, all of Schenectady, were the people involved in this case. Lawyers defending them said the mother came to the U.S. with her children to flee an abusive husband. Immigration cases against the three are underway now, and they could lead to their deportation. However, their attorneys said they hope the family's entire story, including the lives they lived here in the U.S., will help convince an immigration judge to let them stay. Moscoso brought the family to the U.S. from Guatemala in 1999 when her children were 14 and 15. They came to Schenectady in 2000, a year later. The visa fraud happened when they claimed to be from El Salvador. They were actually born in Guatemala. Those born in El Salvador are eligible for a special temporary protected status in the U.S., a status for which Guatemalan citizens aren't eligible. The rationale there is the government had determined that returning to El Salvador may be too dangerous. So this deception allowed the family to live and work in the U.S. for more than 15 years. They were convicted by a federal court jury back in June on those visa fraud charges. Federal sentencing guidelines suggested sentences up to a year for the three, but the judge yesterday sentenced them for just time served, which was actually just days. I should also note that all three of the people now have children who were born in the U.S., and the family talked in court yesterday about their lives in the U.S., how hard they had worked, and how they hoped to stay, and also they have family here. So their immigration status is yet unknown. It is something we will be filing. It's another immigration case that's come before the courts.
Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks.